We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecies and current news and events. Those people who follow these things say that there are about 500 prophecies that remain unfulfilled, and that's quite a lot. We like to point out that a number of them are in the book of Revelation. It is entirely future from chapters 4 to the end of the book. Last chapter, chapter 21, has a few exhortations that are for now, but the whole book is future. Remember that because lots of people want to teach the book as if it was already fulfilled in the first century with the destruction of Jerusalem, but that's just not true. Almost everyone, believer or unbeliever, has heard of the mark of the beast. Beast is one of the Antichrist's many names. His mark is explained in the Revelation. The text says, "And the false prophet deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. The false prophet was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except the one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name." Now, it seems more than obvious that the world's economies are moving towards a cashless global system and probably will need to be accessed by a personal biometric identifier, fingerprints, facial scan, palm prints. There's a million different ways they could do it. And they're doing it right now. I mean, individual stores and store chains and different places are implementing systems like this. And people are more or less acquiescing to it. This is the way of the future and the way of technology. Now, there's something else in these verses that I read that we can easily miss. We are told that, and I quote, "Those who dwell on the earth make an image to the beast." And so you read through this and you think, oh, the false prophet's going to make this image. But John says, no, the people make the image. In other words, they contribute to it. They have something to do with it. It involves, you might say, all of humanity. And that is something that is true of artificial intelligence. It learns from us, meaning all of us, until it starts learning on its own, which, by the way, is happening. It's growing in its ability to kind of know more than we know. And it's getting scary. Even those people who study it and are for it are afraid because they don't know where it might lead. The Washington Post recently published an article, and it said, "Five androids, all females named Aura, were hanging out in the lobby at the Sphere in Las Vegas. They're identical. The shaved head look and oddly blue eyes. They stand about 6'2". And they don't look at all," he says, "like Rosie from the Jetsons." But remember Rosie? How many like the Jetsons, remember? So this is a major show that's being put on in Las Vegas, involving not just these robots, but all the things that you expect artificial intelligence to be able to do. And imagine millions and millions of interactions between tourists and these robots. They're going to be learning all about human beings while we're entertained. And eventually we're becoming desensitized to robots. It seems normal, right? And I watched a video this morning, the 10 most advanced robots out there, and it's getting really, really scary. Now, at the same time, Neuralink is Elon Musk's program to develop a brain-computer interface, sometimes just BCI is the abbreviation. And you can think of it as your brain being connected to a computer or your phone as if it were a Bluetooth device. A guy named Noland Arbaugh, who is paralyzed from the shoulders down, he is able to almost fully control a computer and other devices using only his brain after they put this Neuralink chip in there. How long do you think it will be before the machine figures out it can control him, right? I mean, if he can control the machine with his brain, it makes sense that it might go the other way as well, especially with a super intelligence in the computer. And so what we have now is a sentient type image that is programmed by humans until it can grow on its own, and a link between your brain and the image. And these are I'm not saying this is it, that this is the Antichrist or this is the final mark or anything, but these are the things you would expect to be happening if you read the Bible normally and literally, you should be looking for these, and you don't have to look very far anymore. There are so many stories we could report on in so many areas about what's happening. Now, Jesus promised to resurrect and rapture his church prior to his second coming, and he said before the great tribulation, which would come upon the whole earth. We're not going to see the revealing of the Antichrist. The Lord's going to come and resurrect the dead in Christ and then change or rapture living believers and take us to heaven, where we will be for the 7 years of the great tribulation to return with him at the end to establish his kingdom. This rapture and resurrection is imminent, which means nothing has to happen before it can happen, and that it could happen at any moment. And so if you're not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because that's where Jesus will be. And ready or not, Jesus is coming.